broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Finally, I get to talk again on a microphone to people who love TV and films and just fun conversation as much as I do. Great to have you with me on this Monday night edition of Nightlight. Hope everyone had a great Easter weekend. I'm not going to do that lame thing where I come out and make a joke like, you know, about the show or about, you know, Conrad having a skateboard accident over the weekend for a lame laugh because it's April Fool's Day. I'm just not that kind of person. I am going to get a perm. That's harmless. I don't like when people say like, oh, so-and-so died or did serious injury. That's just not even funny. But perms are always funny. Or a body wave. You ever had a perm, Conrad?
No, I have never had a perm.
Think about it.
I don't think I will, to be honest.
So another fun night of Nightlight here. Got some great guests tonight. We have, this always excites me, we have live music coming into the studio tonight. A group called On Stage for Cancer will be here performing in just a little bit. And then in the second hour, Mar Garvey will be here, a documentary film producer. She works for a great outfit out of Chicago that makes incredible documentaries. She is Wisconsin-based, out of Milwaukee, I believe. And we'll talk to her about some of the award-winning films she's been part of here in the second hour. This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week. The Big Bite.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even, it's like after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe there's hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though, but only for consumption by the, like, their head office or, you know.
Good.
Got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers. It's just such a bad, it's like March 26th, I think that was. Maybe even the 25th. Oh, we're making hot dog water, and we ripped on it. We had fun with it. Oh, no, it's an April Fool's joke. Okay, well, that's really lame because you mentioned it a week ago. That's like not even a joke, and it's just stupid.
Well, there is one other one that I showed you just a second ago.
Yeah, tell us about that. That one was unsettling.
There's a soda. Well, not really soda. There's a probiotic soda called Olipop.
Okay.
And they posted on, I believe on their Instagram, that they're making a Pringles sour cream and onion Olipop.
Okay. Did they post it today?
They did post it
all
today.
All right, that counts then.
Yeah.
I can go, ooh, that's gross. Oh, haha, April Fools. Maybe there will be an outcry, though, and people will want that flavor like they did the Kurter Burger.
Yeah, I don't, sour cream and onion soda, that,
you know.
That might make you actually throw up a little bit.
It would. It's terrible. But you know what? I never know what to drink, like what kind of beverage I should have when I'm having a certain potato chip. It's like white wine with seafood. What do I have when I have a plain Pringle? What kind of soda do I have? Like a raspberry? Or, you know, and then this is like the.
So it adds the flavor to the plain chip.
Yeah, it adds the
flavor. There you go.
So just get the sour cream and onion and have yourself a nice lemon seltzer. That's so lame. And in fact, 7-Eleven should never be allowed. I'm going to make a citizen's request, not arrest, that they be forbidden from here on out to ever making an April Fool's joke again, because it's just stupid.
You can't do it a week earlier.
You can't.
No.
And that's a real thing. There's worse stuff in 7-Eleven that you can buy than hot dog water. It's all going to kill you. Never having a Slurpee again. Today is also, it's April Fool's Day. It's also National Tomfooleries Day. I didn't know fooleries was plural. But it's kind of the same thing as April Fool's Day.
They're yeah. sort
of piggybacking. So
I think I it's a more fun way to say April Fool's Day.
Tomfoolery. I prefer ass jackery, but tomfoolery will work. I was on Don Rosen's show today on WRJN in the morning show. He does such a great job down there. And down there, like wherever his show would be. It's geographic. That's the reason Don does such a good show. No, it would be great wherever he is. Don is great. And we talked about comedy today. And I used the phrase ass jackery. I said, we can have some general ass jackery on your show this morning. And he said, what's ass jackery? Like, he thought that was an actual thing. I was like, no, Don, it's just like us horsing around. He's like, oh, okay. He is a big-time comedy fan. He's going to be on our show. He'll be on Nightlight 2 weeks from tomorrow. Don's a lot of fun, and he is a huge comedy fan. Remember, he's the one that went to grade school with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And they were big buds. So that'll be fun to have Don on in a couple weeks. Our question tonight, given the fact that it's April Fool's Day, have you ever fallen for an April Fool's joke? If so, please share. What's the worst one you've fallen for? I have to admit, I typically fall for one every year. I'll get up, I'll forget what day it is, and one of my kids will say something, or my wife. Saw a mouse last night. What? April Fool's. Ha, ha, ha. And then your blood pressure spikes right out of bed. That's what happens. And so I typically, I'll admit, I fall for one just about every year. So let us know if you have fallen for an April Fool's joke. It could be a really bad one, a lame one. What do you think of them? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Have you been tricked by tomfoolery or April foolery on this day of April 1st? Let me know and we'll discuss it. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to have On Stage for Cancer here in the studio. That'll be fun. I love having live performers on the show, so stick around for that. They're great. They were here last. It was a different, same people, but a different group name because it was a Christmas show they did, and they were here in December, or actually it was January, I think, and they were just great. So they'll be along shortly. Conrad, tell the good people how they can watch Nightlight.
Of course, yeah. So we're on Facebook under WGBW and under Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, we're under Civic Media, and on Twitter or X, we're under WGBW.
Outstanding. And you can, the best way to do it, folks, you can text us on the number. Anything we're talking about tonight, please feel free to weigh in. Love hearing from you guys throughout the course of the show at 855-752-4842, or text us on the app. It's so easy to use the Civic Media app. Our show is on statewide, so you just open the app. You can click on any one of the stations. Occasionally, there might be a Bucks game or a Brewers game on, but you can... We have to figure that out, Conrad, and let people know. We'll have to navigate that because we are on statewide, but some nights people might not be able to get us in certain markets. So we'll give you guys some information about that coming quick. But it is very easy to text off the app. There's a little text icon. You just push it and let us know what your thoughts are, whether it's answering the question, if you have a question for a guest, whatever it is, be part of Nightlight every night here on Civic Media. As I mentioned, we are broadcasting statewide from downtown Green Bay here at WGBW. Beautiful city, Deck Landing, which, what is this, 10 inches of snow or something like that? Is that what we're getting?
I think it might be an April Fool's joke.
They can't do that on Apple weather. That would be. Talk about risking your integrity, your meteorologic. I don't even know how to say that. That's terrible.
I'm hoping it's an April Fool's joke.
Oh, man. I hope it is too, but I don't think it is. A lot of stuff going on this week. The Wisconsin Film Festival kicks off on April 4th. That's Thursday night down in Madison. I know Milwaukee's got a film festival coming up, I believe, the following week. So if you live in Oconomowoc, you can take full advantage of each film festival. But we will have a lot of film festival guests on the show this week talking about their movies and letting you know where they will be playing. So did you see, this is just... You know, I don't like to talk about serious hard news too much because I know this show is supposed to be a place where people come to chill out. But this Rashee Rice, did you hear about this car accident?
Yeah, I actually saw the video of what happens. And it's just crazy.
But that guy should never be allowed to drive again.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, and Michael B. Jordan was caught drag racing in L.A. about a month and a half ago. I'm sorry, you're driving a weapon, and their kids got this Rashee Rice. there were two people in each car, I guess. And then the four of them like just walked away. Like they didn't check on anybody.
Yeah.
Based on what I read anyway, there were kids that got hurt, not seriously as I understand it, unless something has developed since then. Have you heard anything about that?
I heard that finally his lawyer got out a statement. I didn't read the statement, but I saw a notification about it. So I'll have to read that up and then see what happened.
Yeah, that I can't. It happens sometimes when I'm driving home here at night. I get the racers coming by me on 43, and it's like they drive so fast, my whole car shakes.
Yeah, that's...
And you're driving a weapon. Yeah. I'm sorry. If you get caught driving that fast, see ya. Sorry. You don't get to drive. You're endangering everybody's life.
I don't think I told you this, but it was a couple weeks ago when it was kind of nice out. And you know how down in here, downtown,
yeah,
they have those cars that, you know, they'll kind of race around this area?
Yeah.
I got stuck behind a group of 20 cars that were all doing the same thing. I was trying to get out. When I couldn't get my car out because of all the cars that were coming. And they weren't going slow either.
So you're like sitting there thinking, I could die on the way home. That is just insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, you know, you can Uber for the rest of your life. You can't be trusted in society. You want to be a clown? Go live in the country. You can drive as fast as you want, but not right here in civilization. Crazy. I watched a couple things this weekend. I've been watching Shogun. I don't know if anybody's been watching Shogun. Would love to hear from you if you have been. I'm kind of sick of subtitles, to be honest. There were a lot of films that use subtitles in this year's Oscars. And I don't mind subtitles, but it does take away from your ability to view the cinematography and the scenery. It is a picture show. And I like to be able to enjoy the picture. But if something's good enough, obviously the subtitles are worth it. Shogun is really good so far. A little hard to follow at first, but it's a recommendation. And I want to hear yours, too. Talk a little NCAA tournament. None of my teams... Somehow my bracket was busted 2 minutes after the opening tip-off of this year's NCAA tournament. And the one tournament, the one bracket I'm doing well in, I forgot to enter. But I filled the bracket out, so there you go. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk Sound of Music and maybe a little Swingers on Stage for Cancer coming up soon. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're quiet, I can feel the heat coming round. I go to put my arm around you and you give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. Well, you let one of your board size, but lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, down.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Pete came down with scurvy. I'm his evil twin filling in. That's what passes for an April Fool's joke. I cannot believe that. I'm so annoyed with 7-Eleven. It's just the worst, not even, it's a non-joke.
Well, we just found out about it like 5 minutes ago, so we're both a little irritated about that.
It's true. All right. First text of the night. Our question, have you fallen for an April Fool's joke? That's the question tonight. Feel free to elaborate. I fall for one, like I said earlier, every year. Somebody in my family says something to me. One year, my daughter came in and says, Dad, there's 6 inches of snow on the ground. And I was like, what? And it was supposed to be like 60 and sunny. And I sprang out of bed to see what was the matter. And sure enough, I go out there and it's beautiful. That's the kind of, I fall for the little stuff. That's probably the worst one I've fallen for was the big snowstorm one. Aunt Carla checking in from the 608 says, training next week. Is that an April Fool's joke, Carla? Are you not training next week?
The picture says...
I can't see the picture. Okay.
It says, breaking April 1st, 2024, flight attendants must be required to know how to land an aircraft in the event of a pilot incapitation. So...
I don't think that's so far-fetched.
I think that's an April Fool's joke, but...
Get at it, Carla. Come on. Our lives are in your hands. That's hilarious. So you got a lot more training, it sounds like, to do, Carla. I know she's telling us about her training last week. And then Carol Lynn checking in on the stream says, no such thing as a Sunday drive anymore. In reference to our conversation before the break about people drag racing and going 120 miles an hour. And With Rashee Rice, it was a Corvette racing a Lamborghini on city streets. Take their driver's licenses away. That's terrible. You can't do it. And people say, oh, it's just minor injuries. Well, they got lucky. He's a great football player. He's not an IndyCar driver. He doesn't know what he's doing. Rashee, if you're out there, give us a call. We need to talk you through this. You never know. So On Stage for Cancer coming up in studio in just a few minutes. That'll be fun, folks. Live music here on Nightlight tonight. So this is an anniversary for the film The Sound of Music, which dropped years and years ago. I want to say it was 1965. And one of the most famous soundtracks ever. And we'll play a few minutes, a few seconds, actually, of a song that Julie Andrews made famous in this film with Christopher Plummer about taking care of children of a widower during World War II. Go ahead, Conrad.
That will bring us back to Doe. Oh, oh, oh.
Doe!
A deer, a female deer.
Ray!
A drop of golden sun.
Me!
A name I call myself.
Bah!
A long, long way to run.
So, a needle pulling thread. La!
A note to follow, so.
Tea! A drink of jam and bread.
That will bring us back to Doe.
A deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Me, a name I call myself. Mom, a long, long way to run.
So, a needle pulling thread.
La,
a note to follow. So,
tea, a drink of jam and bread.
That will bring us back to Doe.
That's The Sound of Music, released on this day, 1965. What is that, 60 years, Conrad?
Yeah.
59 years ago. It's the big 5-9. That is a wonderful song. So wholesome, so fun. Traipsing along the Swiss countryside. That's exactly what I needed to wash away the horrible April Fool's Day joke perpetuated on the American people by 7-Eleven. All right, we got a phone call. Conrad, who we got here?
Don Rosen.
Don Rosen's calling in?
Yeah.
Get out of town. He should be in bed. He hosts a morning show. How you doing, Don?
Good. I was just buying my $1 billion Powerball ticket, so I jumped out of the house to get it.
Oh, nice. You're due, man.
You'll want to be my new best friend when I get the $1 billion.
I want a taste, no question.
Okay, here was an April Fool's joke we pulled.
Okay.
I did this in the 90s. We had just had an FCC inspection, the Federal Communications Commission inspection at the radio station. Radio people fear nothing except the FCC because they can close you down.
Right.
And they give you big fines. So we just had an inspection, and I gave the inspection. In other words, I took the FCC guy around the building. I wanted nobody to talk to him. Just I showed him what he wanted, and he left. Now, the owner of the station at the time was Tony Gazzana. I had him on the air with me this morning because we talk about it every April 1st. And he was away. He went home for the night. And about 2 weeks later, it was April 1st. I got some FCC letterhead from an old thing we had at the radio station. And I typed up a letter pursuant to the field inspection on whatever, March so-and-so. Here were the results. And I listed all the results. And I said, there'll be a fine that has to be paid of $20,000 to the FCC. Now, that was easy enough to put that in a FedEx envelope and put it in his door. But I had to make sure he found out about it at home. So I knew one of our salespeople was a real snoop. So I'm looking out the studio door, and she walks in the building, goes right to his mailbox, and opens up the FedEx envelope that's not even addressed to her. And she called him up right away and said, you can't believe this. You're getting fined $20,000. I can't believe this. And it was an FCC letterhead. Tony was having a heart attack at home. He lived in Milwaukee. He jumped in his car. He came down. And he said the whole time, he said, how am I going to pay this? This is $20,000. How am I going to pay this? How did we fail? So he comes to the building and he reads the whole letter. At the end of the letter, I put on there, I don't want to hear any of your sappy excuses, pay up. So he knew it was a fake. But this guy was having a heart attack. So then he got even and put a letter out to the staff and said, we just got fined $20,000. We'll have to make up that money by cutting salaries in half for the next 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was his end of the joke. But that was the only one I ever pulled. And he said, to this day, he still, on April 1st, has heart palpitations. Thank you about that letter.
See, Don, you have guts. If I were to do that to someone, they would get in their car and get in a car accident on the way to the station to deal with my April Fool's joke. That's why I could never do something like that.
It's the only one I've ever done in my life.
It's beautiful.
And I you know, he's still calling. We talk every single April 1st. We call each other on the phone. Today, I actually put him on the air. He was the owner of the radio station. And, you know, $20,000 is a lot to spend on a fine. I mean, you know, you could spend it on tower repairs. You could do, but just to throw it away.
Absolutely.
On a fine,
and I think if you win the $1 billion, send the guy a $20,000 just as a you know, a gesture of good faith. I wish you luck with your ticket there, buddy.
Five tickets I bought.
Five. All right, there you go. I want a taste though. We're friends now. You're coming on the show in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you.
I thought it was April 9th. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I'll email you. I got to check with the K-man here. We'll figure it out.
Okay, man.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for the call, Don. That's Don Rosen. Check out his morning show if you're in Southeast Wisconsin on WRJN. Great guy and a terrific radio host. Coming up next, On Stage for Cancer, here live in the studio on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabe anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back. It is April Fool's Day, an April Fool's Day edition of Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. Our question tonight, if you want to get in on the fun, Have you fallen for an April Fool's Day joke? If so, you can elaborate in as much detail as you like. Like I said, I fall for them every year. They're small ones. When I get out of bed, the first thing I hear is there was a mouse, whatever, just enough to get my blood pressure going first thing in the morning. Not a major thing, but I fall for every year somebody in my house says something and I fall for it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you want to tell us your April Fool's Day story, Jim from Appleton in the 920 says, the last time I fell hard for an April Fool's joke was in the early 2000s. It happened that the first fell on a Friday. There was a popular talk radio guy that talks sports and politics. On his show, the last one of the week, he announced that it was his last show because he was running for governor. He spent the last half hour of his show convincingly telling his audience what he wanted to do as governor. Monday afternoon, when his show started, it was a canned laugh track with April Fool's being said under the laughter. I love that. I don't know if I'm ready for governor, maybe state assembly. I wanted to hear like the crazy platforms and his pitches. That's a great text though, Jim. Thank you. The voices you hear in the studio are my next guests. And they're really fun people because they've been here before. At least two of you have. Mm-hmm. Kim Shefchik, Chris Piatt, and Adam Korbert are here from On Stage for Cancer.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Hi.
You have a lot of names in this group. Because it's Audrey's Angels, On Stage for Cancer. So I'm glad I got that right. It was purely by chance.
You did well.
Either way, it's great to have Kim and Chris back. You guys were here with
Doctors in Recital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doctors on Stage for Recital, if you call it. if we want to do a hybrid. No, but you guys were so great. I'm so glad you're back because that was really fun having you guys sing in the studio. And Adam is here with the cello.
Mm-hmm.
Cello, Adam. Mm-hmm.
Cello there.
Have you heard those jokes like ad nauseum?
So many times, all the time.
It's great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are promoting here today.
Well, we are a new nonprofit, and it's kind of a love child of sorts between a lot of different ideas that came together through some unfortunate things that all happened. Probably 8-9 years ago, a close family member was diagnosed with an aggressive stage 4 breast cancer. And at that time, I was contemplating, you know, we really should do something to help support people with these aggressive forms of cancer that kind of people give up, people lose hope. And how do we help generate hope? And I thought, oh, it'd be really cool to do something like Doctors in Recital. But then, you know, something like COVID happened and Doctors in Recital also went on pause. And then this past year, a good friend of ours, Audrey Nowak, was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer. And Chris and I are good friends and like to sing together. And we thought, you know, it'd be fun to do a benefit for our friend Audrey. And then I went, you know, I have this brainchild that I've been babysitting and keeping away in the closet, and I decided to bring it out and let's do it. And so we started this nonprofit, On Stage for Cancer, and our first benefit is going to be Audrey's Angels. That's what Audrey calls her team of supporters. And Audrey is a musician, very talented violinist, an educator, the fine arts coordinator at Howard Suamico School District.
Wow.
Helped work with a lot of really amazing musicians like Adam through different symphonies and organizations. And so we were really fortunate to have a lot of angels who wanted to get behind her. And so it was perfect timing and really fortuitous, too, that the Widener had an available date. And because of their love and support of Audrey, are also giving us that space to have this concert. So it's a pretty amazing turn of events that really were dark times, but are turning into a shining light. So our logo is a bright light shining on stage for cancer. And we also have worked with Audrey's family for our kind of logo for our event, because it's all about creating hope through a community and love and using music. And so again, our nonprofit is going to focus on people who work in the gig economy. So you probably know a lot of people too through your career that, you know, when you work in the arts and entertainment, you don't often have a safety net to fall back on. And so when people get cancer or even have a major surgery and are kind of stuck, they don't always have those traditional benefits. So ongoing, 75% of the proceeds from our event this year will go to Audrey, but then 25% is going to help spearhead this organization. I know I went on kind of long tangent about that.
No, but that was everything that you needed to say, though, so I'm good. I don't really have to contribute.
I just want to say, Kim, you seem to make all your side hustles seem to be helping your suffering friends. That's really incredible. I'm sorry you have so many friends who are suffering, but you sound like a really take the bull by the horns. Good for you. And I want to tell everybody listening, when you setting up a non-for-profit, it's just as difficult as setting up an LLC or whatever. It's a lot of hoops to jump through.
Yes.
So
a lot of work.
The fact that you guys are doing this.
Yes.
The work that goes into it. And for you not to really, you're not going to get rich off this.
No.
You're going to go sing.
You ready for a bomb drop? The person who inspired this is on our board. She's still alive. She was told 3 to 6 months. And she is our treasurer because does bookkeeping. And my brother, who's an attorney, has helped us too. So we've got enough connections. And obviously, again, the talented musicians who are donating their time and talent to put on what's really going to be a fun event.
Oh, yeah.
So we're still gearing up. We're looking for sponsors. We're selling tickets. We're really excited to make this event not just raise money, but a really good time.
Yeah.
And we love, as you know, to make music together with our friends.
The group is On Stage for Cancer. This show is called Audrey's Angels. It's Kim Shefchik, Adam Korber, and Chris Piat. Chris, your husband, could not make it. He told me off the air he's suffering. He had a burst appendix that he was walking around with for a couple weeks, and you guys were giving him a hard time.
We were.
We love you, Paul.
We do love you.
He was here singing a couple months ago. Did it affect his voice? That's what I want to know.
The pain makes it stronger, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it give you that?
There's a lot of
credo. Yeah.
Right. He can't sing from the appendix anymore.
He can't.
But
it's gone.
Okay.
The guitar
Maybe it'll
playing
help.
Is, he hasn't been able to play his guitar
yet. Yeah, he's a great guitarist.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
and the show is when? Tell us when the show is.
Saturday, June 1st.
Okay,
at
you're
the
still
Widener.
Looking for sponsors.
We are. We're still accepting sponsors. We've got several from our community, some great, great businesses that are really gearing up. And again, not just supporting that gig economy, but entrepreneurs too. So moving forward, we're hoping to help support people who are really in need when they don't they don't have that traditional backup.
I think it might be fate that you guys are here tonight because I was cleaning up my dresser tonight. I've got $9 that has been sitting in my top dresser drawer. I didn't know how to spend it.
This
do you
is
divest?
Amazing.
Do you put it in the stock market? It's just sitting there. It's yours.
Absolutely. And we are so honored.
I just
want to
get the ball rolling.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is exactly how the whole process has been working.
It is. It
things
is.
Have just been falling into place. Yes. It is fate. Things just, we know that we're doing the right thing because of how it's all coming together.
$9 at a time. Oh, I like that motto. Think about it. Think about it.
We need another water bottle sticker now.
There you go.
All right. You guys are going to play something. We got a cello
that's
here.
That's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got, yeah.
Is it just cello or is there singing too?
We're going to do cello this time.
Just cello.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The concert's going to be like a plethora, a menagerie of stuff. There's a cello choir, string ensemble, some.
Love the strings.
Piano, vocal. What else? There was a weird thing, wasn't there? Eclectic. Sorry, not weird.
Weird.
What was the.
Where'd you find this guy?
What was the eclectic thing?
The eclectic thing, not my favorite thing, is, you know, Jimmy Fallon does the classroom instruments. So
yeah.
We're going to do a classroom instruments song.
Okay.
So you got to come check it out. It's going to be amazing. One of a kind. One of a kind.
That'll be good.
Outstanding. All right, let's hear some. This is This is Adam Corbett on the cello.
That's me.
Take it away, whatever you need there.
You want something jazzy or something classical?
Well, I'm hoping you can go a solid 2 hours. So why don't you pace yourself and
How about 8 minutes?
Let's start slow. Never open with a showstopper.
All right, cool.
So let's start with whatever you feel, buddy.
I'm ready for you.
Okay. This is Adam Corbett on the cello.
Okay. Everybody can hear me okay?
Conrad, we good?
Got me?
Yeah, we'll have to test. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, sweet.
Beautiful.
So this is Bach. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote 6 cello suites. There's the famous one.
Yeah.
This is not that.
Oh. he opened
this
the showstopper.
This is the prelude to the 3rd suite, and it opens up with the angels descending from heaven.
Oh, love it.
So
nice.
I thought it was appropriate for
absolutely
today.
All right.
Thank you.
That was wow! That was great.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of notes on the page.
Adam Korber, ladies and gentlemen, on the on the cello, and Kim turning pages.
Yes,
of course.
And, I was a little stressed, but I hit it.
That would be stressful.
Oh man,
that would be stressful.
Let me tell you, I have had some bad page turns in my day. Have you ever had a bad
page turning? Is the worst thing.
It's
on the face
super.
You don't want to screw it up.
All right,
stressful.
Let's come back with that. All right, and I have questions about the cello. That was spectacular.
Absolutely.
We'll have more with On Stage for Cancer. They're going to perform again. Don't go away. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart out. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love.
I love when classically trained musicians can still get down a little bit.
Always.
With the pop music.
Yes.
Dig it.
We are back with On Stage for Cancer. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight, broadcasting statewide in our beautiful state of Wisconsin from downtown Green Bay. Great to have you guys here. Kim Shefchik. I always want to call you Stefchik. Why is that?
Ooh, I like that. I think you should change
Stefchik?
It. Stefchik?
Stefchik. Done.
I used to say Scheffenheimer because I thought that was kind of fun too, but. Stefchik.
I've been called the Schwabinator, which I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'll be honest, but Chefchik,
like
Chris Piatt, and Adam Korber. And that was Adam you just heard on the cello. How long does it take you to get that good at the cello?
A lot of years.
How long?
I have played cello for 20 years, since I was in like fourth grade.
So fourth grade. All right,
and I'm still making mistakes. So.
Yeah. I know this, but I didn't say anything.
A lifetime.
No, he's
great.
So
Pablo Casals is a famous cellist. He's dead now. He's been dead for years. But he, like, at 98 years old or something ridiculous like this, he was asked, like, why do you still practice? Why are you still? Because I think I'm beginning to make progress.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's like the war of attrition.
Well, I'm looking at it.
So
I'm watching
good.
You play.
I just
and
love it.
You're looking at the music. You have no frets like a guitar.
Nope.
You just are kind of guesstimating, not guesstimating, because you're obviously very good. there you go.
Showing
that
live
box.
Stream.
Yeah. And it must be easy to make mistakes. It must be so
very
subtle. If you move your finger one little bit, it just drives me crazy. I don't know how you do it.
A lot of careful motion and
attention
to detail. That's the best way I can describe it to you.
And I know I don't mean to compare it to the guitar, but can you ever just pick that up and play something without looking at music? Like you just fool around with it? And,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll make something up when I play the next thing.
All right.
I'll
all
just
right.
make it up.
And you do whatever you want. That's, you know what?
There's a section for it.
When you were playing that.
Yeah.
All I could think about, it reminds me of Vivaldi and the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that is great checking my weather app music. Like, because I don't know what to expect. Is that terrible? Weather
well,
apps
given
should have
the fact
music
that we
like
got
that playing.
Like 2 inches of snow today, or at least in Appleton, we got like 2 inches, wet, heavy grossness.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's what?
It's like common too.
Maybe it's one. I don't know. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but
no, there's more.
There's a large amount of snow.
It's on the
and
way.
It was really not great.
And as much as I hate hearing that, I love, we got some great background music
sure,
for it.
Yeah.
So, where else have you played? Have you played with symphonies and how do you,
yeah,
where do you
so
typically play?
I am the principal cellist for Green Bay Civic Symphony. So I've played with them. I've played with Widener Phil. I've played in Italy. I've played in London. I've played in Paris. I've played with, niche famous cello world people. like Mike Block. Nobody probably knows
the Blockster.
Here,
sure.
Mike Block. He's great. love
I'm
him
sure he
to
goes
pieces.
By the Blockinator.
Sad?
He might be the Blockinator.
But people should know who that is. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
It's such a niche.
I have played and met a number of wonderful people because of this piece of wood.
Isn't that great?
And
oh,
the
that's
effort
so great.
And the years.
And it sounds
time.
Like you've seen some amazing places,
yes.
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I love your statement. First of all, tell us your mission statement, Kim, again. You said you guys have a mission statement. I love this.
I thought you were talking about me. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's so funny. I actually was like, wow, Corbin has a mission statement?
It's like, I didn't know I had a statement.
You have to play it. You have to play the statement on the cello.
Well, sure, I'll do that later.
Yeah.
But
make it easy for you.
Yeah, we are, we're all about thrivers. So a lot of people in the cancer thriver world like to be called thrivers instead of survivors. So we like to think that we're empowering cancer thrivers one note at a time, you know, get
it.
And we also love the phrase harmonizing hope because we have learned, especially in the last year and a half. Well, actually, I mean, through COVID, I mean, without hope, everything is pointless. And so when you have a diagnosis like stage four cancer or something that's quite aggressive, it's easy to lose hope. But when you have hope, you can do anything and you're empowered. So that's one of our big mottos as well, which is a big part of our friend Audrey and what she's going through is having the hope to continue on.
And, you know, and with hope, you keep swinging at least, right? I mean, because otherwise that's so great. And I was going to ask you about that, but you just answered it. Cancer thrivers. I love that.
Yeah.
Is that something? Is that an original?
No, that's if you get like again, if unfortunately we've gotten to know a lot of cancer in the last 10 years, but there's a real movement amongst the cancer thrivers to be considered thrivers because to survive your disease is unfortunately not often the end for these people. They have to live with the consequences of their disease and their treatment. You know, they might have had radiation or chemo that has changed their bodies forever, but they're choosing to thrive instead of just survive.
That is so great. The show is June 1st at the Widener Center. It's On Stage for Cancer, and this benefit is for your friend Audrey. Mm-hmm. And
75% for Audrey and 25% to kind of kick off our nonprofit, our source for that support financially to the future thrivers.
Yeah. Can you give us, Chris, give us a little of your background. We met you when you were here in January.
Yeah.
But you and your husband sang so beautifully.
Thank you. All of you did,
and he played the guitar. But give us a little bit of your background, too, if you would.
I am a music teacher in De Pere, and so I live in music every day and really just love what we do because music is what heals, right? Music gives hope. Music heals. Music gives you a purpose. And so I think using the gifts that we've been given is something that Kim and I have always done, whether it be for our own enjoyment or, you know, gigging out or singing at church or now creating these different organizations and being part of nonprofits is something that we're really passionate about. So my day gig is teaching, but our baby, like she said, is working with using the gifts we have to help other people.
What do you prefer? Would you rather teach or would you? And yeah, I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
But I can do that. My wife's a teacher, so.
No, like everything is based off of teaching and learning, right? So we're all teachers in exactly. some facet. And without that, we are nothing. So the main thing is to teach, and we can teach through our nonprofit as well.
Well said.
And both of these people, not only they teach like the people that nobody wants to hang out with. Middle schoolers.
Middle school teachers? Middle schoolers. Okay.
They're like
sorry.
Special.
You're going to get different answers if you... all right. We are going to have more with On Stage for Cancer coming up next. We're going to hear something. Adam's going to play another beautiful piece on the cello. And we're going to have all sorts of fun here at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here she comes.